This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for August 2016. Our guest is Mr. Lee Arnz, scientist, engineer, professor, and musician. Lee, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Madeline. Glad to be with you.
Lee, how does classical music play a part of your life as a scientist, engineer, professor, husband and father, and what musical instrument do you play?
Madeline, I love classical music, and really I love all kinds of music. I'm at least a third-generation musician on my mother's side, at least a fifth-generation musician on my father's side. I've been told stories of how my dad's father would go to his grandparents' house on Sunday evenings to play music together in the backyard of their homestead in New Jersey. I have his old banjo, in fact. My mother played the piano in our home, and my two siblings both played the flute, and I played the trombone, started when I was in fourth grade in our elementary school band. We had an excellent band program. I wish more kids could. In our elementary school and junior high, and it made it easy for me to get involved, and the music was challenging. My wife and five children are also all musicians, so that makes at least six generations of musicians keeping our family tradition of music.
That's marvelous. Were you a good student in high school, and what were the names of the teachers who inspired you, and did you receive any awards?
I did well in all subjects. I remember Mr. Clace, my physics teacher. He was a graduate student at Northwestern at the time, and he made physics interesting. He's now the chair of the physics department at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Mr. Clace inspired me to go into physics, but my real motivation was that I wanted to go into the space program as an astronaut, having grown up with Apollo. And I read that many of the mission specialists that were on the shuttle program were physicists. Mr. Eaton, my college prep English teacher, he taught me that I did know how to write if I would just apply myself and use some logical organization. My French teacher in my first 2 years of high school, Madame Caldwell, I loved her. Now I can't even imagine not understanding physics or not even being able to write, and I still remember some of my French. Mr. Reynolds was my high school band director. I was in marching concert and jazz band. I was first chair trombone at the end of 12th grade. Then during the senior graduation band concert, on the lead up to it, he asked me if I wanted to direct a song. So I practiced with the band and directed the song and enjoyed it very much. Cap off a great senior year, I was awarded the Marine Corps Semper Fidelis Band Award for my high school during our pre-graduation award ceremonies, which was a big surprise to me.
Lee, where did you attend college and graduate school, and what was your major?
I attended a small private religiously affiliated school for undergrad, and I studied engineering, physics, math, astronomy, and geophysics. Basically anything science and math and engineering that you could throw at me. I then attended the University of Kansas for graduate school in physics and worked hard as a teaching assistant my first year there. And to help the students learn, I worked really hard at helping them understand how to do experimentation and how to interpret results. My students voted for me to be best TA of the year, but I was told that I was not going to get the award because my students were scoring too high, believe it or not. And they felt I was helping them too much, which kind of disappointed me. That's my teaching philosophy is exactly opposite of what I've had with many of my teachers in physics who I didn't really feel knew how to teach it that well. So I really struggled learning physics, but I just soldiered on and I kept with it.
Lee, as a teacher, where have you taught and what was the subject?
Well, at age 36, I took a position as an adjunct professor of physics at our local community college here. I realized that I actually understood the physics to a level I had never realized and felt I was pretty good at teaching it. I made it a life pursuit at that time to actually learn how to teach physics and do it well. There was once when I helped a student with some of her questions during the break time of a lecture. And I saw the light come on in her eyes, and she smiled, saying that she finally understood it. And then she got with me after class, and she said, thanks for helping me understand that. I now realize how much work it's going to take to really get good at physics and engineering, and so I think I'm going to pursue it as a hobby rather than a job. So that was kind of surprising, but I was still glad that I was helping her understand and helping my students understand.
Lee, where do you work now, and what problems do you solve?
I work as a project manager in the engineering and design division of a major shipyard. Mostly solving organizational and cultural change problems. Businesses are always trying to improve, always trying to save money, make a better profit. And at the same time, we are in a challenging day in which information technology has become vital to businesses, and it quickly changes. And people don't like change. So a lot of what I do is helping people change to improve our business. However, I now also have a dream job as the CEO of my daughter's space industry company. We're working on solving the problem of how to establish an ecologically healthy, self-sustaining, Earth-independent human habitation on the surface of Mars. Now that is a challenging problem. I love challenging problems. However, it's surprising how things seem to start lining up when you just start observing, asking questions, going places where like-minded people can be found. In just a matter of a month, we have managed to form the business, set up two collaborative efforts with other companies in the industry, as well as grab the attention of some top thinkers in government and private sectors. You know, it kind of relates to what I've learned at my job at the shipyard and the advice I would give to any teachers out there. Every business is ultimately a people business. Every problem is ultimately a people problem. Yeah, there are technical hurdles, but if you help people build confidence in themselves, those problems can be overcome.
Thank you, Lee Arnes, for sharing your work as a scientist, engineer, project manager, and professor with our radio show audience, and for inspiring, motivating, and encouraging the people you work with and teach.
Thank you, Madeline. Enjoyed being with you.